I was born in Canada, but I moved around between China and Canada. So in kindergarten, I acquired English in Canada, and it was pretty like fluent. And then when I moved back to China, students are not like commonly speaking English there. So at a certain amount of time, my English actually deviated, and then my Chinese improved a lot. So between these movements, I found that every time I was in the environment of English-speaking country, then my English would probably picked up really fast. And then every time I moved back to China, my Chinese improved, and then the English learning would probably not be as good as when I was in Canada. The dialects are probably different, because in Canada we speak Canadian English, as you know, as the general American English. But in China, most people are learned British English and American English at the same time, so it's more like mixed. So my accent usually pops out with British accent, even if I was living in Canada for a certain amount of time.
What's your most memorable English reading experience?
Okay, so as I mentioned before, when I was in kindergarten in Canada, we don't usually read that much big readings or books. We only read comic books or just those graphs and stuff. And then when I moved back to China, we didn't really get that much chance of reading English materials. But my most memorable English reading reading experience would be the Harry Potter book when I was little, and then it was just published. It was really hard for me to understand like most of the content because I was in the Chinese environment, but I insisted on reading the English material, the English book, the English version. So I guess that's probably really helpful. Even if I was not in the atmosphere of learning, I still insisted on my English language.
Then how do you come across Harry Potter?
First of all, of course, I didn't really understand anything, and I read the first book probably, I don't know, 20 times just to understand the stuff. Luckily, I went back to Canada pretty often at that certain amount of time, so I could just ask my companions or my friends and how they were getting from the book, and then we would discuss and then play small games, and that's how I fully understood the first book of Harry Potter.
Do you read in your free time now?
Yes, I do. I actually just finished The Great Gatsby those days. I watched the movie first, and then I never really had a chance to finish the whole book. So I always started over every time I had time. But I just finished it recently, and it was really great. Yeah.